And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. Religious freedom took another hit in Montreal this week as the city slapped a $2,500 fine on a church for the crime of hosting a Christian singer. The city claims it was about permit violations, but the mayor's office dropped the mask, stating the show runs counter to the values of inclusion, solidarity, and respect that are championed in Montreal. Translation, Christian values aren't welcome here. The assault on faith gets even darker in Pakistan, where a 14-year-old was forcibly converted to Islam by a Muslim employer after his father's death left the family desperate for income. An attorney reports the boy was taken to an Islamic seminary. Suddenly, his name changed to Muhammad Umar, supposedly a 15-year-old adult who converted willingly after getting inspired by Islamic teachings. This is what real religious persecution looks like, but it barely registers on the Western radar. Please make sure that you're continuing to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters all over the world. There's better news, however, from West Virginia, where a group of parents won a temporary injunction against forced vaccination of their children to attend school. A circuit court judge ruled that the state's mandatory vaccine law is invalid without religious exemption, pointing to the 2023 Equal Protection for Religion Act. Speaking of judicial overreach, an Obama-appointed judge in Boston has once again blocked congressional efforts to defund Planned Parenthood, this time overruling Trump's Big Beautiful Bill passed by both houses of Congress. Is that even legal? I don't know. Maybe it is. We go to Washington State now, where officials announced they'll no longer release public reports on assisted suicide deaths due to funding cuts. Yeah, that's a convenient way to say we don't want you to know what's really going on. And it's also hiding the uncomfortable reality that many patients outlive their doctor's six-month prognosis. Now, there's a little hope from Global Christian Relief, which has pledged to free at least 100 Pakistani Christian families from debt this year. These families, trapped by loans as small as $800, work for as little as $1.50 per day due to interest payments, sometimes for decades, despite Pakistan's 1992 ban on bonded labor. Finally, in Cincinnati, the city council president showed her true colors after white victims were beaten unconscious at a jazz festival by declaring they, quote, begged for that beatdown without knowing any details of actually what had occurred. Imagine the nationwide riots if white politicians made the same statements. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.